Luke chapter 13. Now there were some present at the same time who reported to him concerning the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. And he answered and said to them, Do you think that these Galileans were sinners beyond all the Galileans because they suffered these things? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish. For those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were debtors beyond all the men dwelling in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you shall all similarly perish. And he told this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it, and did not find any. And he said to the vine dresser, Behold, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I have not found any. Cut it down, therefore. Why does it also make the ground useless? But he answered and said to him, Master, leave it this year also, until I dig around it and throw on manure. And if it produces fruit in the future, good. Otherwise, cut it down. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and she was bent double, and could not stand erect at all. And Jesus, seeing her, called her to him, and said to her, Woman, you are released from your infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and instantly she was made erect, and began to glorify God. But the ruler of the synagogue, being indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, answered and said to the crowd, There are 6 days in which man should work. Therefore, come on them and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. But the Lord answered him and said, Hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger, and lead it away and water it? And this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, behold, for 18 years should she not have been released from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he said these things, all those opposing him were put to shame, and all the crowd rejoiced over all the glorious things that were being done by him. He said, therefore, What is the kingdom of God like, and to what shall I liken it? It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and threw into his own garden, and it grew and became a tree, and the birds of heaven roosted in its branches. And again he said, To what shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal until the whole was leavened. And he journeyed throughout the cities and villages, teaching and making his way toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, Lord, are there only a few who are being saved? And he said to them, Struggle to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will seek to enter, yet will not be able. Once the master of the house has risen and shuts the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock on the door, saying, Lord, open to us, then he will answer and say to you, I do not know you, nor where you are from. Then you will begin to say, We ate in your presence and drank, and you taught in our streets. And he will say, I tell you, I do not know where you are from. Go away from me, all you workers of unrighteousness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth there when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you being cast outside. And they will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are some last who will be first, and there are some first who will be last. In the same hour some Pharisees came up, saying to him, Get out and go from here, for Herod wants to kill you. And he said to them, Go and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out demons and accomplish healings today and tomorrow, and on the third day I am perfected. However, I must journey today and tomorrow and on the following day, because it is not acceptable for a prophet to perish outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I desire to gather your children together, the way a hen gathers her own brood under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is left to you, and I say to you, you shall by no means see me until the time comes when you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.